let's see. I think I should ask both of you too now, just to sort of give a background. When you think about when your family came to Eatonville. So, did your mother or grandparents come here? Or? In fact, she stayed there on Plains.
Stella Waterhouse.
Stella
Waterhouse.
You know, those people, they had a business.
Lake Lily.
Well, you call it Lake. Yeah. It's called
the Dollar Lake, but
now
it's
Lake
Lily now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and see, they was running a business, and my grandmother, my mother's mother, she worked for them.
Mm-hmm.
They had a big store. I think it was a meat market. It seemed to me like that's what it was. I'm not sure. But it seemed like it was a meat market. And so on and on it goes.
Now, do you know about what year your grandparents came here? Did they come in the
1800s? I'm out of hearing. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What year about did your grandparents come here?
What year?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't remember what year.
Uh-huh.
You know, I sure don't, because I must have been maybe 3 or 4 years old.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, Miss Clark, what year were you born in?
1903. So it was in the 1800s when she came here.
Oh,
yeah. It must have been. Do both of you still have... children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren living in Eatonville or around Eatonville?
No, I don't.
Uh-huh.
No, I had step-grandchildren.
Uh-huh.
That's all I have. Mm-hmm. Step-grandchildren.
Are they still in this area?
Yes. What?
Are they in Eatonville?
Yes.
Oh.
Some of them.
Uh-huh.
They're not all here.
Uh-huh.
But some of them are here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. I have grandchildren, but they live in New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And I had one child, and he stayed in the Army, and he passed this past February up in New Jersey, and they're still there.
Uh-huh.
But they never lived here.
Uh-huh.
He did until he was about 12.
Uh-huh.
And then he went to live with his father, and he's been there ever since. He went to the service, and he served 25 years.
Uh-huh.
And then just up and died. Just up and died.
Huh?
You up and died. Just then. In February. So the kids are still up there.
Right.
I don't bother them because they came down when they had the family reunion, but they're grown now.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't know nothing about Eatonville, no way.
Right.
They were so anxious to get down here this time, you know?
Yeah. Do do you both go to St. Lawrence Church or different, or what?
Well, I'm a member of St. Lawrence, but I ain't been going much. You understand me?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be fair about it. I haven't been in a long time.
Yeah.
Because I tell you, when we were coming up, we went to, my mother was a church goer. Yeah, and the St. Lawrence. Well, she played St. Lawrence for years.
Uh-huh.
And we went Sunday school, and we went to church that morning, and we had to go back to afternoon when I was little. And then we would go to league, and then they'd have to, during that time, they had church at night.
That's true.
And I said, when I get home, I wasn't going anymore. I go when I get ready. But,
so you had enough church when you were a girl for your whole life.
Well, now, when I was a girl, I'm a member of the church that I was when I was a girl. And my church didn't have many young people. Well, there are a few young people. And they have a class in the afternoon, but they had to cut it out because they didn't have enough young people. And Evelyn's church had a lead in the afternoon, study for the children. And my mother sent me there on Sunday afternoon. And her aunt and I, Willie was your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, she and I would be going together. So Willie was a member of that. But I wasn't a member then, but my mother sent me there, on Sunday afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Of course, they didn't have any at our church.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Huh. And are you a member of St. Lawrence or some other church?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And let's see, when did your family come to Edenville?
I really don't know. Mama was saying that when she married my dad and they stayed out down the Ocean Grove somewhere, you probably remember better than I do.
What's the name of that girl?
Ashman's place, I think that's where you stayed.
I can't place it, but I knew I heard my mother speaking about it. And the others, I can't get it together, especially the Millers. And then it's just that I remember them when they were over. You know where Mr. Lester lived down on
the lake,
and y'all and I think you were born when y'all were living over there where that apartment.
Oh, over there, in front of that nursing home.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Becky Anderson
lived over there somewhere.
Would live. Back up over Blue Lakeside, back behind that nursery.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where Mr. Bailey and them lived back over there somewhere too.
Who?
Old man Bailey.
Uh-huh. I can't place him.
He used to have a barbershop in Winter Park.
Oh.
That was on Sam Bailey.
But they were all around. And, you know, with quite a bit of property. It wasn't built up. It was just property, you know, and it was plenty of everything.
Right.
Uh-huh. Now they just have cleaned up everything. They just dug up all the blueberries.
Huckleberries.
Raspberries,
huckleberries. Blueberries and blackberries.
Uh-huh. And you know, they just, and the last one here was there, right there on Wymo Road where they dug that hole.
Yeah.
That's for the blackberries.
If you fall, you're going to get
and
a
right across here. No, right in here, where this place is. Now that used to be a huge swamp.
Uh-huh.
And I've got a man looking about that swamp.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
From school, following my brother down there hunting rabbits, and he tell me, you stand at this end. Uh-huh. I wouldn't change my clothes. You understand when I come to school. And they would get that rabbit out of that. It was not the cottontail one.
Uh-huh.
We got two
rabbits. Right.
We had that brown one.
The brown rabbit.
Yeah.
Swamp rabbit.
Swamp rabbit.
Uh-huh. And the cottontail.
Yeah. And that was a swamp, and it's a flowing well back over in. Oh, that's in Eatonville, where that boat place. And then they had they finally put a dump in there, and then they filled up everything. And just dug up all the berries, and just, you know, all the stuff is just gone.
Right.
And out there we can't even park with them. And I was going to school, we stay out there and pick berries, mulberries.
Huckleberry. I mean, wild berries.
Yeah.
And the funniest thing, where I was today, I was up on the desk and I was looking at the taxes. They paid $10,000 and something. I said, well, for God's sake, my brother shot quails, doves. We picked wild scuff nines down on this lakefront.
Uh-huh.
What is it now? Fabulous home. $10,000 taxes.
Yeah.
But that's the way
it goes. I heard they used to eat, what was it, soft-shell turtle or something?
Yeah.
Where did they get those?
Out the lake.
Out the lake?
Yeah, plenty of them right out there.
Right out there.
They're still
out there?
Oh, yeah. Does anyone ever eat them anymore?
Oh, sure.
Do they?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that was a fine meal.
Uh-huh.
Soft-shell turtle cooked down in onion
and
smother it down and have rice.
Uh-huh.
We couldn't beat that meal.
Mm.
And we always
we had Thanksgiving coming up, but we had, now you take like Thanksgiving coming up.
Yeah.
Now we didn't have turkey because they didn't have turkey farms when I was coming along.
Yeah. Did you have wild turkey?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, we had wild turkeys all like in these orange groves. You know old man Cooper.
Yeah.
You kidding Mr. Cooper, ain't
it? Nobody.
Nobody. Mr. Cooper was living out here where Lake Destry is, where the apartment is all back out there. He had all of that was well, it was a big orange grove. And he had turkeys, but he didn't keep them fenced. It had turkeys went And so then my brother and go out there, well, there's a turkey in that pine tree.
Let's get it back. Sit over there. Come here. You sit there. Come
so we had turkey.
Get on, come and sit back.
But
our
main
rabbit,
dove, and quail. And my mom,
we sit back there.
To me, then back in the days, I was little. And I thought anything she cooked. And you know what I think now? I look, we got all these fancy they had a wooden stove, and they controlled that fire, their best cakes, and cooked all that game food.
How you doing?
Miss
Maddie?
Hello.
You're gonna go right here. Because you didn't come kind of hot, got him sitting in the hot.
Yeah, that's what I'm putting you right. I'm special for you.
Right here. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
That's where you sit right there. There you go. See,
thank you.
I see that one for you. Okay.
Now, let me just say this to you.
Hi,
Lady Boss. If anyone gets tired, just let Mama know and Anthony will take you back. I'm going to pick up my daughter and then I'll come back and sit. But if you get tired before I get back, then don't think you have to stay too long. You hear me, Miss Maddie? If you get too tired, just let us know. We can take you back. All right? Okay?
You have to come closer to me.
All right.
I can't hear what you're saying.
I said, if you get tired, just let Mama know, and we'll be able to take you back. You don't have to feel that you have to sit too long.
Okay.
All right. The same thing to you, Miss Hoy. I won't say anything to the younger women. They can say
whatever. You're all the same.
Right. I'm going to go get my daughter.
Okay. All right. And if you this is our young woman right here. She's doing so good.
This you have?
Yeah, this me.
How you doing? Why you speak to me, girl? You know, I'll think about you every day in the week. Every day I think about you so much.
Everybody need some air conditioner on? I see your fan hot. You want the air conditioner on?
Huh?
Do you want the air conditioner on?
No, that's all right.
Okay, all right. I saw your fan.
No, that's all right. Everybody.
put that on, then I'll be too cold.
Okay, all
I'm
right.
I'm all right. All
walking.
Right. I just get, you know, worn walking.
All right,
move my
all
breath
right.
a little bit. I'll
all
be
right.
all right.
All right. Well, I was just asking everyone when their family came to Eatonville.
Who was that over there?
Evelyn.
Evelyn
Mosley.
Evelyn ain't seen in 50 years.
Don't you
come
say
here,
that.
Girl.
Don't you say that. I saw you over there.
I ain't
the
seen you so long.
To the senior citizens.
How you doing?
All right. How you doing?
Well, I can't do nothing but sit up and think about all of y'all all the time.
That.
I remember the old days and things.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Exactly. That's right.
You heard from Kim.
Nice to see you.
She might go when the daddy them come in.
Yeah, because see, I was little when
Miss Maddie.
Clementine was born.
Uh-huh.
And
Miss Maddie. Do you know when my daddy and them come to Eatonville? Do you know when my daddy and mama, daddy come to Eatonville?
Yeah, I don't know what I
figured she would.
Uh-huh. I know
and
when
they stayed out there on Ishmael Grove, Mama said, when they got married.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as back from then, I don't know.
What about Miss Maddie's family? When did they come?
Miss Maddie, when did your family come to Eatonville?
My family. My mama come here and must have been in 16th of March or April 1.
In 1916?
Yeah, somewhere along
the
way.
April
and March. Uh-huh. I think I was 13 years old.
When she came.
When I come here. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And does your family still live in Eatonville?
No, what? Well, what family it is, myself and my daughter.
Uh-huh.
And I got a son and a granddaughter, St. Altamont.
Uh-huh.
But just me and my daughter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is.
Uh-huh.
My family, I ain't talking about my husband's family, my family.
I know.
Uh-huh. I don't have no family. No, I lost all of my children about 2 years ago, mostly.
Uh-huh.
I lost 4 children, you know, right behind one another.
But you still got Nathan
Jones. And Harold and Ruth.
Harold is sick now. He ain't doing too good. Uh-huh. He's still out of my with Benita,
uh-huh.
my granddaughter.
Uh-huh. And
Clementine and O'Kellar, she ain't well either. She ain't doing good.
Yeah.
You remember her, don't you?
Oh, I know Clementine. Yeah. We used to go walking, trying to lose weight.
And NY tells me that Eatonville, I mean, everyone's all related.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. One way or the other.
When we came to Eatonville,
I don't have but 4 children living now. That's David and Harold and Clementine
and
Mary.
When we came to Eatonville, there was the Jones family and the Mosley family.
Uh-huh.
And that was the two families, and everybody else was related in some way. They had intermarried, or they were in-laws, or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That was years ago now, when we came back in 1930. But since that time, now Eatonville has grown, so until we are the oldest people around here now.
Mm-hmm.
These people you see in the families are oldest people. Everybody else are newcomers.
Right, right. Now,
well,
did
what about the Dellamans? When did they come in? Miss Harriman. I know Miss Harriman came in, but I don't know about Miss Bellamy now. Miss Bellamy.
No.
Miss Bellamy, Miss Hamilton. Them. How long was they in?
I can't remember the year they come in, but they've been here a long time.
They've
been here a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's out there making that cane syrup.
Miss Hart, do you remember when the Bellamys came, the Hamiltons came here?
That's grandbaby.
Great grandbaby.
But do you remember when...
Yeah.
Let me come over here where she is. Do you remember when the Hamiltons came to Eatonville?
The Hamiltons?
Yeah.
No, I sure don't. I don't know.
Who is that over there?
Miss Hart Davis.
Hart. Hart can't say the words to me.
I'm waiting until you finish your conversation, and then I was going to say something. How are you doing? How are you doing, Maddie?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
She said, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty fair.
Yeah.
I'm doing pretty fair. Thank the Lord, the weather it is.
That's all.
Could be worse.
Sure.
Now, do many of you know the work of Zora Neale Hurston at all? Or did any of you know her when she was growing up?
I knew after she was grown.
Miss Evelyn here knew Zora real well because her mother and Zora were good friends. And she played in some of the plays that Zora had. Evelyn did.
Oh, when she was living here, she would put on plays.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And my daddy and her were good friends. I think they were in school together. And she was come to my house all the time.
Tell
her
about the grass skirts.
She had these plays. She had the choral group from Winter Park, and there was nobody left but me, Johnny Ham, and he died. Not everybody connected with me dying. I don't know what I'm hanging around here. But anyway, he passed, Johnny Ham, because we were at Rollins College when they dedicated her in that walkway. And we were the last two that was in her show. We played at the Edith Bush Theater. We played down to Mountain Lake. That's down at
Lake
Whale. Just a little bit where you put in the Lake Whale. And we were up at on Lake Macon up there because we made all our costumes. And someone asked me, did you have a script? I said, I knew. Well, now I know what a script is, but back in them days, I looked at it and said, what was that in those days, a script? Zora just told us what to do. And you had to do what she said do, or even your mama will see why you don't do what she said do. That was the way they raised you then. But we made all the costumes, the grass skirts. It was like an African thing. She was strictly on that. And the male choirs in Winter Park, they were great singers in those days.
And
we played at Rollins College. Now you can find some of that down there in that old
man.
Did she do material from Eatonville, like stories and things like that in those plays too?
No, she did her own idea of a story, but it's already drafted from where she lived. Because she, if you see some of her pictures and you can see where in her books how she's talking, and it involves all the people right in Eatonville, because that J.B. Moldy in there and Matilda Moldy, my mom and my dad. You know?
Yeah. No, I remember. I mean, she does put in real people's names.
Everyone you see. And they say, who is Lars Mulder? That was my uncle. Any Mulder in there? Back in the days, well, that's where I came from. In the clock. And all of her, whatever she did, whatever she wrote, it came from surroundings because she was
right. Now I know she had a lot of stories and sayings and things like that in her book. I mean, things like that still around? Like NY was telling me she grew up with some of the Brer Rabbit stories, Brer Dog.
Well, I didn't because I was already, you know, good-sized when she started.
Are those kind of stories still around?
See, you have to get someone younger in the school system, isn't that right? I mean, I don't know when I've been to the school, you know, see what they do. When you don't have children, you get away from it.
Yeah. Well, did you recognize some of those stories from your background?
What, like the rope?
Yeah, like the
tar baby. You remember how she wrote about the tar baby?
You don't remember that? Or the...
No, I don't. But see, she's writing before me.
Yeah.
you understand what I mean.
Right.
Baby, what she went through. See, she and my mother was the same age.
Right. She was older.
She's 10 years left, but they were born 18 and 91.
Yeah.
Both of them.
So
I was born 1916, so you can see the difference. I wouldn't know what she would be writing about. You know what I mean? Because I didn't go through that area with her. Only when
she started into these plays and writing these books that she started with doing the show.
Uh-huh.
Then by me being at the age I was, I don't know, 14 or something along like that.
Uh-huh.
That's all I can say.
Uh-huh. What, do you think it had a big effect on everyone who lived in Eatonville that it was an all-black township? What kind of effect did that have on people? Did that make it your life easier, you think, for instance, than if you lived, let's say, in Orlando or something?
No, I don't think so.
We were all just one big happy family.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you something else.
I was speaking to say that.
You were all one big happy family.
Uh-huh.
Believe it or not, the people we have in Eatonville now have moved into Eatonville. All the older ones, mm-hmm. just like you say, one big happy family.
Right.
And just like on Sundays, I mean, at least once every 2 or 3 months, you didn't have to cook home. You brought, they had a big, you know, table set up on the outside of the auditorium, on the church.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could count everyone that cooked the best food, like Miss Baldwin cooked the best blueberry pie and huckleberry pie. Miss Brown and Miss
Mulberry
pie. Now, she did the pie. Mm-hmm. Then the other ladies had this big wash pot. And they did chicken pearl.
I told you about the chicken
pearl. Yeah, I heard
now
of that.
Now, they cooked that chicken uh-huh. in that pot.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this big wash pot.
Uh-huh.
Each one of them preserved the pot so they cook it when they come to the thing. Because that was something great.
Uh-huh.
And then, there was bread, there was cakes, and there was uh-huh. food.
Uh-huh. What kind of cakes did they make?
Well, to me, they were just plain.
Pound cake?
They made a lot of jelly cakes.
Jelly
cakes.
Real jelly cakes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what they
made during that time.
The coconut icing on
them. Yeah, coconut. And Mama's favorite one was the plain cake with the orange filling in between. I make it sometimes because it's good. You take the orange juice and
like lemon
pie.
Yeah, like lemon, and put it between the layer of cakes, and then you put the icing on it,
and
coconut
on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you talk about something
good.
Sounds good.
It was a funny thing. On a Sunday, you could go to so many houses in Eatonville, and you would find one dish that everyone would have, and that was macaroni.
Oh, yeah?
Cheese.
Uh-huh.
Now, you could find that on the Sunday practice to every home. Oh,
yeah?
Yeah. If they had that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what I'm telling you about that, because he was a little boy, and he'd be right there eating.
Uh-huh. and there was something I heard about I never heard about before, the tradition of the Christmas gift, when kids on Christmas would be the, I mean, say, Christmas gift when they first met someone, and
yeah.
someone had to give them a gift?
Yeah.
Oh, I never heard that before. Does that still go on?
No.
No?
They always, at church, they always had a big Christmas tree.
Uh-huh.
And everybody was there and got a gift. Regardless of whom you were, you didn't have to belong to that church.
Uh-huh.
You, in the community, everybody got a gift. You went to one church, you went to another church, and you got another gift.
Who was that man, a white man, used to give that gift?
Mr.
I was trying to think his name, and he used to go to the Sarsu work me one.
Who?
Sarsu work one.
Bachelor.
It was somebody. It
had to be.
Bachelor.
Yeah,
bachelor.
They always would have those presents and have that big Christmas tree.
But like she's saying, they would, for instance, you would walk in out and you'd see somebody and you'd say, Christmas gift. And, well, they would give you maybe a nickel or a dime.
Oh,
that was a big thing, you know, something like that. I know we did it when we were kids coming up, because we used to catch them on government.
Yeah.
Did anyone make candy when you were little?
Yeah,
you had
home candy.
Oh, like taffy?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, you had to, because the nearest store that sold candy was Overtown. Well, Overtown would be in Orlando.
Uh-huh.
And how long it took you to get there?
Yeah, the
walk. Right.
Uh-huh.
So you did all... You'd be surprised. You do. I mean, they had that. What was that they did with the sugar?
Yeah.
Squash peanuts and mixed peanuts came and like
that. Yeah.
Oh, like peanut brittle?
Yeah. You pull it.
Yeah.
Cook it and you pull it to it. Uh-huh. It gets hard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Pull it, pull candy.
Does anyone ever make that anymore?
Mm-hmm. No.
See, they don't have to do anything anymore. You could just go to the store.
Yeah. It's just like the jelly.
But it doesn't taste as good.
No.
No, it doesn't.
We always used to make peanut brittle and fudge. Those were two main candies.
Uh-huh.
Peanut brittle fudge.
Uh-huh. Did you buy the chocolate at the store then? Or what kind of fudge would you make?
It would always be chocolate. And see, what we had back in those days, I remember old man Claire.
Yes,
up in Maitland. Had the grocery store, and we had the, it was he charged everybody. You could have a charge account.
Mm-hmm.
And you go and get your groceries and you pay.
Claire.
I go out there, I remember those.
Uh-huh.
And that forest place over there to the police station. And if you didn't go to Johnny Stone's store and get the milk, you stop there because that was a little bit closer.
Games did you all play when you were children?
Mm-hmm. Baseball.
Baseball?
We played. Then we at school we played basketball.
Uh-huh. What about, did you have rhymes like Little Sally Walker? Or
oh, yeah, that was Little Sally Walker sitting in the saw, Ride, Sally, Ride. That was fun.
And hopscotch.
Hopscotch and drop the handkerchief, you know, you run around.
Play Little Sally Walker.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I was talking to Lottie, she can get in, you know, here.
Uh-huh.
Because I know it's boring, so she sit down there, she don't know what she's talking about.
Uh-huh. How about, let's see, what do they have? Chick-ma, Craney Crow, or? Chick-ma, Craney Crow?
I don't remember, but I know we had ring around roads, a pocket full of posies, and that's when they would drop the handkerchief.
Right.
Drop it to somebody, then it was a little Sally
Walker. Yeah, we jump the rope.
Uh-huh.
And jump rope.
Uh-huh. Did you do that double dutch jump rope with two ropes?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All I did was a single time. I couldn't do that. I never got to do that. We shoot marbles, too.
Oh, marbles. Yeah. Did you have marble championships?
Oh yes, and we had the
clay kind?
Real marble.
The
glass marbles.
The glass marbles.
Uh-huh. And we had the gray marbles you had. That was if you get that marble, that was the one you shoot for to get that one.
Uh-huh.
That was the prize marble.
Uh-huh. Yep. Were there any particular kind of songs that children had? Little funny songs or anything like that? Or lullabies or anything? No.
The only one I know we used to sing, Ring Around the Roses. It used to be a bunch of us, you know, going around holding hands in circles. And then there was another one, Drop the Handkerchief.
Yeah, that's the
mm-hmm.
one. You remember that one? You know, that's a bunch of kids playing together.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to drop the handkerchief.
Find somebody.
And where you go then? You beat them?
You run around the track, yes, my baby did.
And one game we played was hide and go seek. That was a
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
Hide and go seek.
Uh-huh. What about horseshoes or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of horseshoes.
Uh-huh.
And play plenty of croquet, too.
Uh-huh. Did you make your own croquet mallets or anything?
No. We bought
out. Bottom?
They were bought mallets.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you had to buy those.
Mm.
And that was a member of Fair Church. I don't think they remembered her, because she was quite an old lady like me. But anyway, on Saturday was penny party day. Hmm. Okay, all the kids would have to rake leaves and clean the yard on Friday. And on Saturday, we go to the penny party. Now, if you didn't have a penny, you still would get cookies, homemade cookies, and lemonade. And sometimes homemade ice cream.
Uh-huh.
Then we would, after the serving, then we would play games.
Uh-huh.
We roll around the road, we would play games. That was Grandma Weston I'm talking about. Yeah. And you know, now that those pennies, when Sunday comes, she'd have her pennies counted out because she taught a class in Sunday school.
Uh-huh.
And this, these pennies would be turned over in her class.
Uh-huh.
But she'd get from the children.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
We enjoyed it, and it was give us something to some fun.
Sure. What kind of ice cream did you have? Did you ever use
vanilla? She made the ice
cream. Vanilla?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Vanilla.
Did you ever make mango ice cream or anything?
I've heard of it.
Now, mine used to make that mango, guava. That's what she made, guava.
Yeah, guava.
I don't know about mango.
Yeah, and you know that's something else.
They just disappeared. We had plenty of guava.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You got two guava bushes out there now.
Where you get them from?
The cold killed me.
Where you get them from?
The cold killed me. Came back up little sticks like this, and I nursed them back to bushes in there.
Well, I got a big guava.
What kind of guava?
The big red guava.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was not one bush.
Me either.
Well, I've got two.
I know James' mama had some.
I got candy bottles.
You got candy? Mm-hmm.
And you know what? This would be full of worms. We sprayed it and it'd be full of worms.
Full of worms.
I told our mother, I said, you have to eat them. I said, did it color the seeds? So that's what Jakey said, sure enough it is. I said, you didn't break them, you see them breaking in it. It was full of them.
Mm-hmm. And that was something else. One time we never had no worms bothered.
And the worms got in my pants.
No?
In your pants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to spray your pants.
Yeah, we sprayed it and the hard pair was all right, but the soft pair, it was full of worms.
Yeah, because see, what did the bug do? He laid the egg in that blossom. And as the pear comes out, that thing goes down. He lives in there.
Oh, I see.
It goes completely.
Well, his mama didn't have pear trees, he didn't do it?
No.
You know what I think? We used to put ashes around the tree. And we don't have no ashes now.
You know, you said something right.
And yeah, because we didn't talk about that.
We didn't have to spray.
Huh.
And didn't have a lot of fertilizer.
Either. Right.
You know,
no.
Daddy would use tobacco dust too.
Yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I mean, back then, didn't they, when they planted stuff, didn't they use the moon and like that to plant?
I planted by the moon now.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Stand on the wrong moon, you don't have no bushes. Child, you go out there on Germany and plant some peas in the summertime, talking about Good Friday on the peas, and you have nothing but some leaves.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is.
Huh.
But the moon controls the universe.
Huh.
A lot of people don't want to believe it.
Yeah. The people
because
still...
I tell you something else.
Yeah.
If I wanted to play the highlight, I like to play like 8 and 7 and 6. I wait until the moon gets full.
Oh, yeah?
Then the big numbers will come in. you watch that paper. You, when it starts going into a new moon, it's going to be a 1 and a 2.
Huh.
3. You watch it.
So it increases with the moon. Huh.
And I think, you see, well, it's human beings playing it, so I guess maybe that has something to do with them, too, because it really controls the universe. And you can plant those plants on, well, it's a, and then some signs that you can plant in that's good for planting. And stuff. You take there is earth, water, fire, and what is it?
Air.
And some is barren.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is barren? The fire?
I think so. It's out of the four, 2 is fertile and 2 is barren.
Huh.
Now I know Gemini is barren. I'm saying nothing in Gemini. And it's an air sign.
Yeah.
But I have to get my almanac in.
Mm-hmm.
But I do. I mean, I pay attention to that. And then a lot of things I pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
When the moon is on the way. Now, your teeth.
Uh-huh.
Now, I see some people say my teeth bleed, my bleed, but it's in there to tell you I have it extracted on the full of the moon, when the moon is going out. Don't have it done on the new moon because it's coming up. That's when the blood comes up.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes you can sit down and look at your hand at times when your hand is real flushed with blood. Then you look again sometimes like you ain't got none in there.
Yeah.
Have you ever paid attention to it?
Well, I've noticed that different times. Yeah.
You have?
Well, yeah, I never noticed there was any, I mean, I never knew there was any reason or, you know, anything
you
like that.
No, but I didn't know why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
See, you learn a lot when you sit down and talk.
It comes to you.
That's true.
But I am a moon lady now.
Are you?
Yeah. And I plant a small little
thing.
But I'll plant small moon.
Uh-huh. Hmm.
And then it tells you when to, under the ground, when to dig them up.
Uh-huh.
And if you dig them up, and when it's not time to dig them in that sign, they will rot.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So.
Yeah. Is there any way? I know I lived up north for a while, and they could predict if it was going to be a bad winter by the size of the pine cone the year before, or how bushy the squirrel's tail was.
Mm-hmm.
Things like this. They used to predict.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything like that around here where you can predict?
Not necessarily.
I heard some people say this year, when the acorns are as bad as they are, this year's
going
to be a cold
winter.
I heard that.
And then another one, since you mentioned that about the cold winter, the ants. I'm not speaking of the fire ants, because we haven't had those all the time.
Yeah.
I'm speaking of the regular ant that was in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, Jeremy Hayne told me this, he said, Evelyn, if you thinking it's going to get cold or whenever the weather's going to change, say you watch the ants. He said, now in the spring, when it, in the wintertime, they'll close over. You won't see none up. You know, they push up the dirt.
Right.
They close it over
yeah.
and they stay down.
Yeah.
But if it's not going to be any more cold weather, the ants, you look, you go out in the yard and you look at these.
They're
working.
Uh-huh.
Huh. And I have watched it, and it's true, too. But now the fire ants moved in here.
Right. They came from up north, didn't they?
I think they came from South America, like this here bee.
Did they?
That they got coming up now. You know, they got this other sting bee.
Yeah, I heard of that. Yeah. But those fire ants are awful.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Yeah. Terrible.
I know, we got them in our yard. I mean, we can hardly. Well, they pop up everywhere.
You can move them from one place to another.
Oh, yeah, they do. They do. Just give them a week or two.
You go along the highway and you see a big mound like this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have some in my backyard. You know, I don't have a dry, and I have to be real careful where I
sit. Oh, yeah.
When they get on your sting, you have to run and get the alcohol and just wash it down with alcohol to stop the sting.
Does the alcohol stop the sting there?
Yes, it stops
the sting. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, I was asking Mrs. Dinkins earlier if there were any home remedies people still practiced around here. Mm-hmm. Like, what was that you mentioned? The oak? The Jerusalem oak?
Jerusalem oak tea. My mother used to make it on us.
Uh-huh.
We do have some out here already. It tastes terrible. And the crystal palms they use for headaches. Isn't that right? So they'll take the crystal palm leaves and put on your head for headaches.
Yeah, no, yeah. Yeah. I think you're good.
Okay.
I've
seen all of your life.
Y'all be careful now.
Right there.
You see
all
down the steps here.
Yeah,
right.
I guess this
one
is
ring. Push it, uh-huh. Well, thank you for coming. Nice to meet you. I should sit over here so you can hear me a little bit more. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I should sit over here so you can hear me a little bit more. I was going to ask, too, about... I heard there's some card games around here I never heard of before. Tonk and Florida Flip. Have you ever heard of those?
I never was a card player. Card games?
Mm. Florida Flip?
What's that?
Have you ever heard of these card games? Florida Flip and Tonk?
Play them?
Yeah.
No, I never played games.
Uh-huh.
No, I never played no kind of games.
Uh-huh. Mm. I'm not a big card player either.
No kind of games. You know, when we was children,
yeah,
playing a little Sally Walk and all that kind of stuff, but
uh-huh,
playing cards and all that, I never, uh-huh, never played them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Huh. And so are there any old sayings around here?
Mm.
Any old sayings? Who was telling me? NY was telling me, I think she said you used to say this to her, about, what was it? This was something I never heard before. You can put your wishes in one hand and you can spit in the other and see what shows up.
What was that? I didn't know that.
And see which one, what you got more of or something like that?
I'm trying to think. I have yet to get that one together.
What was another one? If a bullfrog had wings, it wouldn't buff
fly.
He would fly,
fly
or
yes,
wouldn't buff his head so much?
Mm-hmm. If a bullfrog had wings, he would fly. Now I'm trying to think of this about this hand stuff. I have to think about that.
I know one thing, when the children used to fight,
mm-hmm,
they would put the sand in the hand and knock it up.
Knocked it, yeah.
And whichever one.
Uh-huh.
I remember that one.
And what would that do?
That was double day you were that, there.
Yeah.
Oh.
When you were getting ready to have a fuss.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to put the sand in here, knock it up, and go your way, then you're the first one to start fighting.
Oh.
And that only happened when we come to school.
School, yes.
Oh, you're going to school, turn out all the kids. And then everybody gets a ribbon the next day. That's good. That moves that thing. But Dora and my mother were good friends.
Uh-huh.
And they were the same age. And I used to always ask my mama why Dora didn't have any children. I could never understand that. Do you understand? You understand me being a child?
Sure. Yeah.
And I asked mama. I don't even know what she said. You know, they'll put you up and tell you go on. Maybe she don't want any or something, you know.
Sure. So did your mother stay friends with her most of her lot?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she came back to visit from time to time to Eatonville, didn't she?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the same thing.
Uh-huh.
You have a new wish.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden you hear a knock at the door.
Uh-huh.
And you open the door and there she is.
Uh-huh.
And you never know where she is.
Uh-huh.
Where she was.
Uh-huh.
And that's just the way she lived.
Uh-huh. So what do you think of all the, now that the Zora Neale Hurston Festival and all that, do you think that's a good thing for the town?
It should be. Because this is our town,
mm-hmm.
and it's her town,
mm-hmm.
and you got to keep your town.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to say this. I hear a lot of people make remarks.
Uh-huh.
I don't try to tell nobody what to do,
mm-hmm.
but we have been free, and as I say this, this is on, like, segregation side.
Mm-hmm.
In Edenville, it was nothing out here but black, so you feel like you've been free all your life.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have a certain section of town
mm-hmm.
that you had to stay in.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, you take like Winter Park in Orlando,
mm-hmm.
you had to be back on the other side of the railroad track
mm-hmm.
when nighttime come, unless you were working for who? Miss somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me that
mm-hmm.
the cops knew
mm-hmm.
you were coming from over there.
Mm-hmm.
But Edenville, we played ball right down in front of the church on the main street.
Mm-hmm.
The cars were so, nobody had one or two.
Mm-hmm.
And you could hear it when it turned in off of, where it was Orlando, 1792, coming to Edenville. And you would hear this car, well, you knew who old car it was.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me.
Yeah.
Nobody had, just one or two people had a car.
Right.
But my daddy worked for, down there where they got this bread, in fact, it was the old Thurston House. I don't know why they call it Thurston House, but it was, old man Hurst was in it.
Mm-hmm.
Long years. Ever since I knew it was
the Hurst House.
Yeah, Hurst House. And where Thurston come from, I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know where she got that from.
Where'd she get that name?
I don't know where she got that from. Although she tried to make it sound like
I thought so
Hurston.
Too before. It Hurston to Thurston.
Thurston, uh-huh. Instead of saying, well, she couldn't say Hurston. So she just sound called Thurston. You see.
And because it was Hurst.
Hurston
uh-huh.
Grove.
Hurst.
Uh-huh.
That lived there. My daddy worked there.
Uh-huh.
And well, that's where we went, like you were talking about the turtles. We go down there while we summertime, like kids getting problems now, we ain't had nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
We go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And either they would give us jobs because I set out of many a sprig of grass
mm-hmm.
in the summertime,
mm-hmm.
you know, right down there
mm-hmm.
where that bread and thing down there.
Mm-hmm.
Bed and breakfast?
Bed and breakfast, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you something else, too. We could go anywhere. We walked anywhere. We fished anywhere
mm-hmm.
before these people moved down.
Mm-hmm.
Then up went the no trust. I never even knew what a no trespassing sign
mm-hmm.
was.
Mm-hmm.
And around there at Shindall's on Lake Sevilla, he had the first old big house around there,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
he never said nothing to
three fish right in his front yard and went up on his dock because the bluegills used to bed up under there. We were mm-hmm. catching fish out from under there. It wasn't his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't even stop going there.
Hmm.
So it just all changed. It just dug up all the berries and it dug up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I notice there's still a bit more open space than you see in a lot of
places. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Which is nice, you
it's,
know.
Yeah.
You hate to see nothing but houses just close together.
Yeah.
It doesn't give people space to breathe, really, you know. How far does Eatonville go over in this direction?
It goes over to Keller Road.
Uh-huh. How far is that?
Oh, it's just the
other side of the lake or something?
Other side of the lake, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then it goes on down.
Well, they got it cut off.
It's cut, yes, it's not like it used to be. See, a long time ago, it was just up a ways, up to
Lake Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
No, yes, Catherine, that's where it went.
Mm-hmm.
Now, then they have annexed. In those apartments further down the road into Eatonville.
Uh-huh.
But Eatonville before was just where the orange grove over here was. Mm-hmm. That was all it was Eatonville. Everything else was just
oh, it
woods.
Was, yeah, it was shorter than that. Too,
yeah.
Right
uh-huh.
Because it was down there at the West Street.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
When they first set it up.
Uh-huh.
And that's down there where that club is on that corner.
Uh-huh.
And it was just in that area block.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kept, you know, taking in their pictures of it. Because Sam Weston wasn't in Eatonville at that particular time.
No, that's where that
grove is. Uh-huh. Is there still a grove down there?
No,
or?
It's not.
No,
a grove.
It's all
grown up and down.
Uh-huh.
If you don't pay big, that's years ago.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So do you think Eatonville's retained at least a little of its character since it's not built up so much as...
Oh, yes, retained it all because, you see, we don't have huge apartment houses.
Yeah.
No, we don't want that.
We just have family family homes, and we don't have all that condominiums and apartment buildings. Everything is in the same contents as it was, low buildings and family houses.
Yeah. Because Orlando's got so crazy.
And most everyone out here owned their home. Even the person owned it and they rent from them because we used to have people renting houses out here.
Right.
Everybody owned their own home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And so the people that have been here a long time are still basically run the town. I mean, it's still basically a community,
of people
that have been here.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah.
And we don't have, you would say, just in the last 15 years, let's say, other people have moved in, but it's always been family-oriented.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So it has,
and it has kept the same status. And we've just recently, had grants that would give us sidewalks and paved streets because we were, even whenever it would rain, the road, the pathways would get so muddy somebody had to come and pull you out of the mud.
Uh-huh.
But now we've got paved streets and sidewalks and lights.
Uh-huh.
But
right.
Before we didn't have that.
Uh-huh. Is that a county?
Oh, yeah, we had lights. But I
wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
I told about the first five lights we had.
Up and down the main street.
We had five lights.
But who, you didn't even lock your door.
Yeah.
I told her that we didn't have to lock doors.
Mm-hmm.
You could go leave your clothes on the line
you
all night
you could go from
long.
Here from anywhere and come back.
And it was just like it was when you left
just like you left it.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you better not be nothing with them. They're going in the house and you're in it now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at I have some room.
Yeah.
Nice one, spring more.
A little between, not too cold, not too
cold. Yeah.
But, it's changed a little.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed the younger kids. You see, people,
Sometimes I think it comes from the older one, too.
How? In what way?
Well, for instance, you'll find so many of them don't want to cook now. You've got so many fast food things.
Yeah.
You understand me?
Yeah.
And they'll go out and eat where it's not a family-oriented thing.
But yeah.
You sat down. Mm-hmm. See, when we were coming up, any time after 5 o'clock, you had to be home, but we're going to eat dinner soon.
Mm-hmm.
So the blessing is said, you wash your face and hands, and you go sit at that table.
Uh-huh.
You don't have that no more.
Uh-huh.
I see a bunch of boys up and down the street eating out, boxes and things.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Let me give you a coaster.
But, you don't have it. And see, when you teach your children, say, like 11, 12, they're going to carry it on over to mm-hmm. their children. And then you're going to have all this, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's all
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that is where, and you take all these younger kids now that's getting into so many problems, and then it's so many younger mamas that
mm-hmm.
these kids belong to
mm-hmm.
who never taught. They were never taught.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, I kind of glad it don't come out so much out in here, so
mm-hmm.
we could still be a family
uh-huh.
Community.
Uh-huh.
But all this, you know, like the carjack and all these things.
I lived in Miami for a long time. I mean, there's problems there everywhere. Everybody.